Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in once again. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, please do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast, and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest, controversial, and sometimes funny stories that celebrities have ever told. For today's episode, I wanted to go back to the amazingly indiscreet Elton John, as not long after he had to go through dealing with the death of Princess Diana and singing at her funeral, as talked about in a previous episode of 15 Minutes of Fame, Elton was due to go out on tour with Tina Turner. This anecdote is so classically diva that I couldn't not give it to you as a short episode. Hope you enjoy it. It had been such a strange, horrible summer. From the moment Gianni died, it had felt like the world had spun off its axis and gone mad. His murder, the memorial service, the reconciliation with Diana, the weeks in the house in France looking after his partner Antonio, Diana's death, her funeral, the bedlam around Candle in the Wind. It wasn't that I wanted to forget any of it. I just wanted life to return to some semblance of normality. So I got back to work. I went on tour. I sold off a load of my old clothes for the AIDS Foundation in an event I called Out of the Closet. I recorded a song for the cartoon series South Park, which seemed about as far away from singing Candle in the Wind at a state funeral as I could possibly get. I started discussing setting up a joint tour with Tina Turner, a nice idea that quickly turned into a disaster. While it was still at the planning stage, she rang me up at home, apparently with the express intention of telling me how awful I was and how I had to change before we could work together. She didn't like my hair, she didn't like the colour of my piano, which for some reason had to be white, and she didn't like my clothes. "You wear too much Versace and it makes you look fat. You have to wear Armani," she announced. I could hear poor old Gianni turning in his grave at the very idea. The houses of Versace and Armani cordially hated each other. Armani said Versace made really vulgar clothes, and Gianni thought Armani was unbelievably beige and boring. I got off the phone and burst into tears. "She sounded like my fucking mother," I wailed at David. I like to think I've developed a thick skin over the years, but listening to one of the greatest performers of all time, an artist you're meant to be collaborating with, explain in detail how much they hate everything about you is a very depressing experience. It wasn't the greatest start to our working relationship. Incredibly, our working relationship got worse. I agreed to perform with her at a big event called VH1 Divas Live. We were going to do Proud Mary and The Bitch Is Back. My band went to rehearsals a couple of days before me to get a feel for working with a different singer. When I arrived, I was greeted not by the joyful sight of musicians bonding over the common language of music, but the news that if I went on tour with Tina Turner, none of my band was planning on coming with me, on the grounds that Tina Turner was a fucking nightmare.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I asked what the problem was. You'll see, sighed Davy Johnston ominously. He was right. Tina wouldn't address any of the musicians by name. She just pointed at them and bellowed, "Hey, you!" when she wanted to get their attention. We started playing Proud Mary. It sounded great. Tina stopped the song, unhappy. "It's you," she shouted, pointing at my bass player, Bob Birch. "You're doing it wrong." He assured her he wasn't, and we started the song again. Once more, Tina yelled for us to stop. This time it was supposed to be my drummer, Kurt's, fault. It went on like this for a while, stopping and starting every 30 seconds, every member of the band being accused of messing up in turn, until Tina finally discovered the real source of the problem. This time, her finger was pointed in my direction. "It's you! You're not playing it right." I begged her pardon. "You're not playing it right," she snapped. "You don't know how to play this song." The subsequent debate about whether or not I knew how to play Proud Mary became quite heated quite quickly, before I brought it to a conclusion by telling Tina Turner to stick her fucking song up her ass and storming off. I sat in the dressing room, alternately fuming and wondering what her problem was. I've thrown plenty of tantrums in my time, but there are limits. There's an unspoken rule that musicians don't treat their fellow musicians like shit. Maybe it was insecurity on her part. She'd been treated appallingly earlier in her career, suffered years and years of being ripped off, beaten up, and pushed around. Maybe that had an effect on how she behaved towards people. I went to her dressing room. She told me that the problem was that I was improvising too much, adding in little fills and runs on the piano. That's how I've always performed, ever since the early days of the Elton John Band, when we would shift and change songs around on stage as the mood took us. It's part of what I love about playing live. The music is always a little fluid, not carved in stone, there's always room for manoeuvre. The musicians rub off each other, and it keeps things fresh. There's nothing better on stage than hearing someone in your band do something you're not expecting that sounds fantastic in that moment. You catch their eye and nod and laugh, that's what it's all about. But Tina didn't think that way. Everything had to be exactly the same every time. It was all rehearsed down to the slightest movement. That made it obvious the tour wasn't going to work, although we made up later. She came for dinner in Nice and left a big Tina Turner lipstick kiss in the visitor's book. Elton John, what a guy. So fantastically indiscreet. I mean, if he's this honest about the relationships he has with other celebrities when he's sober, as he has been for years, then I really wish I could have heard some of the stories he'd have been willing to tell when he wasn't. Such a shame, although obviously I'm not promoting heavy drug use, as Elton was of course a huge drug user back in the day. But he must have had some incredible times, I would have thought. Let me know your thoughts on Elton John in the comments section on Apple Podcasts, that would be great, or by posting to our social media. Find us on Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. Also, please do press that subscribe button, that way you'll get episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame straight into your inbox every weekday morning, and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out my other podcast, It's Your Funeral, a light-hearted look into the most important day of my guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at pod, It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back once again with another episode of 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.